From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington. High-level officials are in Vienna for Iran nuclear talks. Iran nuclear negotiators are shifting into high gear with the June 30th deadline just 2 days away. Today, a U.S. delegation led by Secretary of State John Kerry held high-level talks with an Iranian delegation led by Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. Kerry earlier said Iran nuclear negotiators are hopeful they will be able to reach an agreement by the end of the month, but much work still needs to be done.
I think everybody would like to see an agreement, but we have to work through some difficult issues.
The Iranian foreign minister had this to say.
We will continue to insist on the fact that the other side needs to implement and abide by its commitment, particularly on the removal of sanctions. All of the sanctions, economic and financial sanctions, need to be removed immediately.
The deadline for a final deal with Iran is June 30th. In April, Iran and the United States, Russia, China, France, Britain, and Germany agreed on a plan that was supposed to be the foundation for the final agreement. The Greek parliament voted today in favor of the request from Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras' government for a referendum on the terms of an international bailout deal that will soon expire. Greeks will vote in the referendum July 5th. Mr. Tsipras said the people must decide free of any blackmail. The French prime minister warned today there is a real risk of Greece leaving the eurozone if Greek voters say no to the bailout proposals in the upcoming referendum. He said, however, he refused to denounce the Greek government's decision to hold that referendum. We invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least two people died in overnight violence in Burundi's capital, Bujumbura, witnesses reported today, as tensions rise in the lead-up to contested elections. Voters in Burundi go to the polls Monday. VOA's Bill Eagle reports.
The legislative elections will take place despite efforts to delay them. The European Union, African Union, East African Community, and the United Nations Secretary General have asked that they be postponed until the opposition and the government can agree on how to ensure the elections will be transparent and inclusive. Over the past week, grenade attacks shook several towns, killing four and injuring dozens. One of the country's two vice presidents and two members of the Electoral Commission have fled. Observers say in this environment, the ruling CNDD, FDD, and allied smaller parties are guaranteed a substantial win. I'm William Eagle in Washington.
Kuwait said today it has identified a Saudi citizen as the suicide bomber that attacked a crowded Shia mosque, killing at least 26 people and wounding many others. The Interior Ministry said Fahad Suleiman Abdulmohan Al-Aqaba is responsible for Friday's assault on the mosque during the holy month of Ramadan. The incident in Kuwait was one of three terrorist attacks Friday on three continents. Tunisian Prime Minister Habib Essid scrambled Saturday to boost security as thousands of foreign tourists fled the country following a terrorist attack at a seaside resort. At least 38 people were killed and dozens more wounded Friday when a young Tunisian militant disguised as a tourist opened fire on a private beach and other facilities of the five-star Imperial Marabah Hotel. More than 500 people were injured, nearly 200 seriously, in a fire at a water park outside Taiwan's capital, Taipei. The fire accidentally erupted when colored theatrical powder ignited as it was thrown from a stage onto a crowd of 1,000 young people dancing and enjoying music. Dazed victims were carried from the Formosa Water Park on inflatable rubber rings. Others lay on inflatable water toys with bystanders pouring water over them. According to Taiwan's Central News Agency, the blaze was quickly brought under control. It is also under investigation. An activist climbed the flagpole outside the South Carolina State Capitol building Saturday and removed the Confederate flag, a day after President Barack Obama called it a reminder of racial subjugation. The African-American woman, identified as 30-year-old Brittany Newsom, was arrested as soon as she climbed down the pole with the flag. Images and video of the incident were posted on social media. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.